Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Vayigash by Shvi. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayoshev Yosef es Aviv es Echov. So Yosef settled his father and his brothers. Vayitin lehem achuza be'eretz Mitzrayim. B'meitav ha'aretz be'eretz Ramses. And he gave them an achuza holding in the land of Mitzrayim, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses. Kasher tziva paroi, as paroi had commanded. The Rashi Ramses me'eretz Goshen. That is part. It's in the land of Goshen. It's part of Le Goshen. Pasuk it beis vayichalkel Yosef es aviv ve'es echo ve'es kol beis aviv. So Yosef sustained his father and his brothers and all of his father's household. Lechem lefi atov, with food according to the children. So Rashi lefi atov lefi atzor lechol bnei beisam, which what was necessary to all the members of the household. So the Sefuna writes on this, even though he could have been marbe, but he gave them the exact amount they needed. Like it says in Tanis Yud Aleph, bizman shatzibur shori b'tzar, al yoymer odam eilach ani oichel v'eshter shalom alech nafshi. Person shouldn't say there's a tzar, and a person shouldn't say that I'm going to eat and drink and shalom alech nafshi. Zogtev yiruchem loikin ogeitzel asorim shalonu l'chayis la'atzmom. The ministers give them the best geshmak of life in the world. People are starving and dying of hunger. The minister has his beautiful supper every single night. Everything is geshmak. Yosef was mistapik kifi atzorich, like the Sefuna says, and not more. That's lechem lefi atov. Pasuk Yud Gimel. I just read the Sefuna. Yeah, what are you asking? Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'lechem ein b'chol ha'aretz, and there was no bread in all the land. Tichavi d'arav mi'oid, for the famine was very severe. V'teila eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Mitzrayim, v'eretz Canaan, and the land of Canaan became weary mipnei harav, because of the hunger. Zakrashi v'lechem ein b'chol ha'aretz, then there was no bread in all the land. Choizel in Yerushin, the pasuk goes back to the original topic. L'tchidas shnei harav, to the beginning of the years of the hunger. Vatela, the land became weary. Kemoi vatela, it has the same meaning as it became weary. In Iyuv, Loshan Ayefus, an expression of tiredness. Ketagum evitagum unkle says. V'doim aloy, it says, kimis laleya hayoy rezikim. Like one who wearies, he gets tired of shooting flaming arrows. Pasuk is in Mishlei. Chavav Yudches. Why was he tired over here? So Rashi is just telling you what Loshan Vatela means. What it means, it became very weary. What does it mean that the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan became weary because of the hunger? What's the pshat? That it was a lashon of ayefus, it became tired. What does it mean tired? Like Targum says, vashtet in Targum v'shtal hay, which is the same word as oyef. It means exhausted. Pasuk.
People or the land itself.
Oh, so what you have the chumash over there with mefarshim over there by you? Yeah, do you have it by you? Because I don't have that chumash over here, but I wanted to see what the other Rishonim say on that. Taka, what does it mean? It means the land became hungry, the people became hungry. The pasuk says Vatela is the people. I mean the land. But what's it referring to? What does it mean? Pashup Shat. I have to look it up. We'll have to get back to that. Get back to you on that, what that means. Lom again Vaita bin time. Zokte Vaita. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayilakit Yosef. Yosef gathered. As Kola Kesav and Nimtza Beretz Mitzrayim. All the money that was to be found in the land of Mitzrayim. Uberetz Canaan. In the land of Canaan. Bashever Asherim Shoivrim. By the purchases that they were buying, that they were purchasing. Vayove Yosef as a Kesav Beis of Pharaohs. And Yosef brought the money into Pharaoh's palace. So Gashi Bashever Asherim Shoivrim. Noisin Lay as a Kesav, they would give him the money. Pasuk Tezvo, Vayitoy Ma Kesav Meretz Mitzrayim.
He broke the coin.
They have to be showing for the coins. I'll tell you the Zora.
Say shame. Because once comes Bali Day, Yosef, it's going to be Asher Barano.
Right, so you have to be Mavatel.
Show you it and then give it to
Yosef. Say very good. Vayitoy my Kesef Meretz Mitzrayim. And when the money was finished, was exhausted from the land of Mitzrayim, from the Eretz Canaan, from the land of Canaan, Vayovuchol Mitzrayim al Yosef Leimor. So all the Egyptians came to Yosef saying, Havalon Ulechem! Give us bread. V'lama namus negdecho. Why should we die in your presence? He offes kosef, for the money is used up. Zokrashi offes is kadagume shlim. It's used up. Tazayin Vayomer Yosef. And Yosef said, Havu miknechem ve'etno lachem mimiknechem. Bring your livestock, and I will provide for you in return for your livestock. Im ofes kosef, if the money is used up. Pasuk Yudzayin Vayaviu es mikneim el Yosef. So they brought their livestock to Yosef. Vayitin lem Yosef lechem basusim. And Yosef gave them bread in return for the horses. Uve miknei atzoin, and for the flocks of sheep. Uve miknei abokar, for the herds of cattle. Uve chamoyrim, and for the donkeys. Vayinalim balechem, and he managed them with bread. Bechol mikneim, for all their livestock. Bashonahi, during that year. Zok Rashi v'yinalim k'may v'yinagim, means that he conducted them. Same word. V'doymeloi ein menahel lo. The pasuk said there is none to lead her. Pasuk in Yeshaya nun aleph. Al mei menuchos inahaleini. By calm waters he will lead me. A pasuk in Tilim Chav Gimel. Pasuk Yud Ches. Batitei mashona hi. And when that year ended, vayavoi love bashona shenis. They came to him in the second year. Vayoyim loy, and they said to him, loy nechachet me'adoini. We will not keep a secret from our master, from our Lord. That the money and the herds of animals have been exhausted and they're used off. Eladoini, to my Lord. There is nothing is left before Adoini except for our bodies and our land. Zok Rashi. Bashana Shainis, Shainis Lushnerov means the second year the hunger had intensified. But that the money and the mikna have been exhausted, and everything has come into the possession of our master. Biltim gviyaseinu, that means kimoy im loy gviyasein, except for our bodies. Pasuk yutes lama namus le'necha, why should we die before your eyes? Gam anachnu, both we, gam admaseinu, and our land. Kinei sanu, acquire us. V'yesad maseinu, and our land, balochem, for bread. V'niya anachnu vad maseinu avodim lefaroi. So we with our land will become avodim to paroi. V'sein zera, and provide seed, v'nichya, so that we may live. V'loy nomus, and not die. V'adam aloy seisham, and the land will not become desolate. Effective avom amoyde kekasha. Let's see Rashi. The same Zera, Lizroya Adama, to see the ground. Although Yosef had said, there's yet another 5 years in which there will be neither the plowing nor harvest. Mikaven Shabbat Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Once Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, but Bracha Leraglov, Bracha followed him. V'schil Lizroya, they began to sow. V'cholar of, and the hunger ended. V'chen Shanim with the Seft of the Soita. Zay Shteitin Teseft of Soita. Perik Yud. Loisei Shmam, it will not become desolate. Loisevor, the Tangle Uncle says, it will not be uncultivated. Loshain Sedevor is related to the word of the Pasuk, an untilled field, Shaina Charish, which has not been plowed. Ayin the Gemore, in Edevind of Yudzayin Amid Beis, Pasuk Chof. Vayiken Yosef es kolad bas Mitzrayim lefaroi. So therefore Yosef acquired all the land of Mitzrayim for Paroi. Ki machru Mitzrayim ish sodeyu. For the Egyptians, each of them sold his field. Ki chozak aleyam arov, because the famine had overwhelmed them. It was too strong for them now. Vatihi aretz lefari, and the land became Paroi's. So gashati aretz lefari, knu yeloi, it was owned by him. Pasuk of Aleph, v'esahom hever oisei le'orim. As for the nation, he transferred it by cities. Miktegevul Mitzrayim, from one end of Mitzrayim's borders, Beat Katseu, to its other end. So Rashi, there was a reason why he did this. V'esahom hever Yosef transferred the nation merely from city to city, Lizikaron, as a reminder, Shein lem oit chelik parts, that they no longer have any chelik in the land. V'shivu shalir zir, v'hoishiv shalir zu. Bechaverta, he settled the residents of one city in another city. V'loi hutzruch ha-kosuv, the Torah doesn't have to write lichtav zayis that he did this. Elo le'diyacha, but to inform you, shvachei shel Yosef's praise, sheniskaven, he intended lo'hasecher b'me'alecha, to remove the disgrace from upon his brothers. Shlo yukoyrin oisam goylim, that the Mitzrayim should not call the brothers exilees. You know, the ones after the resettlement, the Mitzrayim also were also goylim. So don't call the Yidden, they're the ones that are going to Golus. Miktzei gevul Mitzrayim v'goymer, Kain also, he did this lechol ha'arim to all the cities, asher b'malchus Mitzrayim, that were in the kingdom of Mitzrayim, miktzeh gvula, from one end of the borders, v'yat k'tzeh gvula, to the other end of its borders. Pasuk chav beis, rak admas ha'kayanim lo'ikono, only the land of the kayanim he did not acquire, ki choyk la'kayanim yeis paroi, for there was a choyk, meaning there was a stipend, a set amount of money for the priests of Mitzrayim, from paroi, v'ochlu eschukam asher nosan lehem paroi, and they ate of their choik, meaning the amount, the stipend that Pari had given them. Al kein le'machres ad mosim. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Zot Rashi akayhanim ha'kamarim. These are the kamarim, the clergymen. Kol loshoin koyin. Anytime you see the loshin koyin in sukkim, isharis lelhusu is someone who serves a psagechka. Chutz mi'aisin shein loshin gadol. Besides the ones that denote prominence. Kamay says Koyin Midyan, he was the minister of Midyan. Koyin Oin, the minister of Oin. Choyk lekayhanim, choyk kach vekach lechem. It means a stipend, a fixed amount of bread layoyim per day. Pasuk of Gimel. Vayoyim Yosef Elohim. Yosef said to the people, Hein konisi eschem ayoyim. Look, I have acquired you this day, vesad maschem. And your land, lefaroi for paroi. Hey, lochem zera, here is seed for you. Zeratem es adama, sow the land. So Rashi, hey, kemoi hine, like it says here, kemoi vegam ani, hey, darkech berosh nasati. As hey is used, I too see here, avenged your way upon your head. Where's this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Yecheskel tazayin mem gimel. Velasher babatechem. Oh, let me get invited to pasuk of Dalid. Vahoya batavuois. And it will be at the ingatherings. V'nesatim chamishas lefari, and you will give a fifth to paroi. V'arba yodos yilachem lezera asode, and the other four parts will be yours as seed for the field. Ula'och lechem, and for feeding yourselves. V'lasher bevateichem, and for those who are in your household. V'lecha letapchem, and to feed your young ones. That basically brings us up to maftir, lomaz and rashi, lezera asode, as the seed for the field, shebechol shana of every year, v'lashepu v'teichem, those in your household, alechel v'avodim v'shvachos, and for feeding the slaves and the shvachos, shebechol v'teichem, who are in your household, the tapchem, for your young ones, banim tan, means small children. Pasuk, chafei v'yoimru, and they said, hechi yisanu, you have saved ourselves, our lives. Nimtzochein b'eini adoini, may we find favor in your eyes, v'hayinu avodim l'farei, and we will be servants to Paro. Zakrashi nimtzachein lasis lanuzois. You do that to do what you should do for us. Kemoisha Marta, as you have said, Yunavadim lefaroi, and we will be servants to Paro. Lahalis leamasas that to pay this tribute to him. Mechol shana every single year. Pasuk chavav vayosem oisa Yosef lechoik ad ayoy mezeh. So Yosef imposed it as a choik, a statute, till this day. Al admas Mitzrayim. Regarding the land of Mitzrayim, lefaroi lachoimish, it was paroi's for the fifth. Rak admas hakayanim levadim leyos leparoi, but only the priest's land, the adam of the kayanim alone, did not become paroi's. So gash lechoik shlo yavre, that it should never be repealed, and it's always going to remain this law. Pasuk of Zayin, and with that we finish Chapashas Vayigash. Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen. So thus, Yisrael settled in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. Vayeochazu vo, they took holdings in it. Vayifru, they were fruitful. Vayirbu ma'oid, and multiplied greatly. Zakrashi Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim. Vayechan, we're in the Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen, the land of Goshen. Shemeretz Mitzrayim, which is part of the land of Mitzrayim. Vayeochazu vo, konu votim and achlis, they bought houses and estates. Vayeochazu achuzois, and they formed these land holdings. Vayifru v'yirbu, they were fruitful and multiplied. That means Allah asked it with reference to the future. In Pasuk Yudalad, we saw that Vayava Yosef as a kesef beis apari, that Yosef brought the kesef to Pari's house. So this foreigner writes, Shalei hoyre la'atzmei heter, b'chol ha'moloi l'kachas dover la'atzmei. He wasn't mayor heter to take anything from all his work that he did for himself. Yosef. He could have taken money for himself. It says, "Nein vayav Yosef as a kesef beis paroi." He dafka. He wasn't mayor for himself. A heter with all his avoda, all his amal over here, to take anything for himself. Nein ich nem gondish vazichalein. and I'm giving it all to Pari. I'm giving it all to Pari. It wasn't Meir Heta. Normally, a person, Reb Yochum's Masber, would be Meir Heta and take something from himself. Here he didn't. Like it says before, Kechulachem Eretz Mitzrayim Agolis. Pari said, take these wagons for yourself. So Reb Yochum writes over there, Nifla Hadover. It's a Pele. Ki Yosef im kol shli tasa. Yosef had such Meirdek Ashliti, had such power. Le'lokach le'ma umma v'li Yishos Abaylam. Without the Yishos Abaylam, I named Golnisht. Upara yoda zehete. Pari does gevus ganz gut. Atchehutzuch letzavoyish de'alkach. Till he was had to be mitzavim. Listen, Agolas I know you're not going to take. Because that you have to have rishus from me. Everything else you could take from me. But Agolas, name that you have to have rishus from Pari. So Meila, you see, it's the pele that Yosef, with all his shlitas up to Biruchim, he didn't take anything for himself without rishus bialim. And Pari does tlach gevus. He knew who Yosef was. He was a novam chacham. Meila, he trusted him, and Pari knew this. Meila, he had to be mitzavim kulach me'eretz Mitzrayim agolis take them.
Goyach.
So, in conclusion of today's share, I wanted to share with you a kasha that that I saw. That it says that when Yaakov Avinu came down to the Mitzrayim, so the 2 years of the Rav, it stopped, it finished. It was kilo the shnei Rav. So the kasha is, the Rebbeinu Bechaya asks that if so, The Anshei Eretz Mitzrayim are going to be Choshet Yosef with his Chochmah and his interpretations of the dream, because he said that it's supposed to be 7 years. They could say, you're a liar, excuse me, it was only 2 years. What happened? It's a Pele to Kasha. You hear the Kasha, Levi?
Yeah.
So what's the pshat that that they...
You know, people don't ask Kashas when they're surviving.
When it's Kishmak, you want to say people don't ask Kashas, yeah. But when they're having Tzoros, then they ask.
Yeah.
Oh, so Ben Bechaya says, the Tshuva Bezeh, Ki achrei mois aviv chazar Rav Liyoshna. He says after Yaakov Avinu was niftah, so the Rav returned. They got another 5 years. Benjamin says, listen, b'schus Yaakov, it's going to stop. But as soon as Yaakov's niftah, it's coming right back. So Meila Yosef is not a liar, Dr. Rebbeinu Bechaya. And Meila imze yiskayim makov v'yovel nochim. It's very geshmak, he says. But the Maisa came back. It was nishm luachakach when after Yaakov was niftah. So Yaakov taka brought it. There was 2 years of hunger. Like Yosef said, it never said anywhere it has to be Ritzufim, it has to be Dafka consecutively. There could be a Hefzik in between. And then there was the Hefzik for 17 years till Yaakov was Nifter. And then it returned. The Mele Yankif is Geshmak, he has a Geshmak at time. The Yosef's not a liar, they're not going to be Chodeshim. The Mele, yet the Vort, was a Tzaddik says, you see also, Dafka Yosef, who was Nizr, and Midas Yisoyed, also his words, which is kosher to that. Memela, which is the Bris Amor, Bris Peh, has a Shaykhis. Memela, he was Nizr in that. The Midas Yisoyed, Memela, Dafka him. You see, he was every word he said. He was oimid b'dibure vada, and also you see that whatever he said happened. And the Gemara says betzim in Tainus Yiral of Makas that kilos chacham afilo tznayi, but comes even al tznayi. But here he was saying in a vua that doesn't say anywhere that has to be ritzufim consecutively. It says it's going to be 7 years of hunger. So it was taka two with a hefsik that Yaakov stopped it when he came down, but after Yaakov was nifted, it returned. The Yerushafetiv v'fidah ben b'chayi the kashin. That's our boys. We finished Parshas Vayigash. Have a wonderful Shabbos.